Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
With the air conditioner on.
Woo! Yeah, we got that 134 Freon flowing. Ah, I got oil in my veins, I got Freon in my face, I am good to go. Hey, welcome everybody, good to have you here. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Just having a lot of fun here this weekend. Of course, this weekend is your weekend. Each and every weekend is your weekend when you're joining me here on Auto World. And thank you. Appreciate that. I'm very honored and proud to have you here. I say this because I am. The hair on my arm is standing up right now. And goosebumps because it's all about helping you here on Auto World. It's all about having fun for you here on Auto World. Two heads are better than one. And that means you think your problem with your car or truck or your rototiller or your snowmobile, oh, yeah, that wave runner, oh, yeah, you're not the only one that's got the same problem. How about that weed whacker? Well, we're going to get to that email that we had on the second hour. We're going to finish that email and help that gentleman. His name is Ray. He's listening to us in South Carolina, one of our great, great affiliates there, WQXL, AM 1480. It's good to be along. Good to have. Thank you for taking Auto World. Guys, I do appreciate that because that way Ray and all the other great folks there in Columbia and West Columbia and Orangeburg, South Carolina can get their things fixed too. Maybe stop by Ray's house and he can get them a sun tea. Anyway, good to have you along. Here on the third hour of Auto World, the next generation of the Tundras coming your way. That's Toyota Tundra, that is. And, what do you mean? This is something else right here, right now. Luxury brand giving us their full portfolio of what? EVs. This is a new, it's not a new brand, but it is new for this brand. We're going to share that with you. A full portfolio, they're saying. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, this here, right now, on Auto World, is the best time for you to get in, of course, on the phone is 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number has been the same. You can reach me through Facebook Messenger. You can message me on Facebook and or go over and take a look at that photo that I put up there. We've been talking about trucks. Oh, yeah, guys, gals with their trucks. Things have changed over the years. You can go to Mark Evans' Facebook page. That's who I am, sitting behind a microphone there with the yellow coupe behind me. And then the Instagram account is Auto World Media. And then we all welcome you, the whole entire crew, including everybody at GCN, Genesis Communications Network, invites you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Oh, I got some fun happening over there at all times. All times. So we've got a lot of things going on over there. A lot of folks are posting things and got just everything about automotive Auto World. That's the planet we're on. It's a world, and it's all about automobiles. I've been always talking about the gas, the diesel, I'm fixing your propanes, I'm fixing your hydrogen. What? That's right. Toyota did it. They are now driving a hydrogen down the road. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, and there's a lot of news about this electric EV and the battery electric vehicles. That's BEV, battery electric vehicle. What it takes to build them, energy-wise, also the not only the gas, but the hybrids, but EVs, and now we're talking hydrogen. Hydrogen's knocking at the door. It's coming down our way. But you can never really substitute that good old Ford or Chevy, Dodge, Volkswagen truck. That's right. We're going to have fun. We're going to go down the truck, take the Auto World Radio Road truck history. We're going to go right down there and talk a little bit more about that. And I also have, I waited till the third hour to share this with you. Have you figured out which automotive part changed your life? Which automotive part changed your life? You're more than welcome. Please do call or email. I want you to tell us, tell me, what automotive part changed your life? We have one that I'm going to share with you. Maybe it might be the one that you're thinking about right now. Share it with us at 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. Go for it. Mark Evans is my Facebook address, and you can go right on over there and take a look at it. For your first-time listeners, we've gotten some new affiliates, of course, as of last week, adding to the list of all the other great affiliates we have in the radio station land, and that means that you folks that are listening, welcome in. You're always welcome. You are now a member at no cost. That's what it's all about. If you ever have any questions about something about Auto World, the radio program, the internet program, or the TV program, please do email me or call me direct, 855-660-4261. Does everybody know what time it is? Well, it's Auto World time. What is Auto World? For you first-time listeners, the official ASE certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Say that three times in a row. I can't and I won't. No, it is. It's for you. I'm here for you each and every week behind the microphone to take your calls, your emails, to help you with your cabin filters. Oh, not getting the air out those air conditioning vents? Yeah? Well, that's what it's all about. I started, of course, back 45-plus years ago on small gas engines. You have to know a small gas engine before you can work on the big boy Ferrari V12s. What? A Viper? What size is that Viper engine? V10. Takes a lot. The more cylinders we put in, the more horsepower we get. Oh, yeah. Well, here's some news I wanted to share with you on the third hour. Son crushes dad's quarter mile record. Dad had a quarter mile record in what kind of car? A 2003 Dodge Viper. But there's a little difference in this Dodge Viper than a normal Dodge Viper. It's got 3,200 horsepower. I set at 3,200 horsepower. Dad set a record way back when, that's right, back in the day, of, look at there. He set it back in 2012. His record going down the quarter mile with his 3,200 horsepower Dodge Viper machine, 6.96 seconds down a quarter mile, 215 miles an hour. His son just broke it. His son broke it on this weekend. The son went 6.95, a tenth of a second down the quarter mile. Congratulations to Mylan, the son. Dad is Sal. Sal, sorry about that, Sal, but your son, he did it. He broke your record with the same car. You know, this is another part of the story that I like. The son, his name is Mylan. He's only 18 years old. 18 years old, driving a 3,200 horsepower 2003 Dodge Viper. Dad, I can't believe it. I don't think I would let my son drive at the age of 18, drive a 3,200 horsepower Viper. But he did. I salute you, Sal, the dad, and Mylan, good job. You set the bar up on Dad, didn't you? Oh, yeah. How are you going to do it, Dad? A tenth. I bet that was some high fives at the finish line on that quarter-mile race. Oh, love it. Okay, let's get... I know Ray's listening, and Ray's in South Carolina. He's one of our emailer member charter members now because he emailed me, and I want to read his email again. It says, Mark, summertime is here. Hope you're staying cool this summer. I am, yes. 134 Freon. Summer means weed whacking time, and that is what I need your help on. I have a hard time starting it. My weed whacker, I bought it new at Sears about 4 years ago. It's a Craftsman. Clean the air filter, put a new spark plug in, and it's still a booger to start. Any tips you can share with me? Thanks, your favorite listener, Ray, in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Ooh, shout out to WQXLAM 1480, Columbia, West Columbia, Orangeburg, South Carolina, and everybody in between. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Oh, yeah, it's time for a little short break. Ray, hang on. We're going to get that weed whacker started. Even if I had to pull the rope four times. I usually like to just pull the rope once. Unless it breaks. We'll get her fixed. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Coming from the greasy garage with a hacksaw. I just put a brand new blade in it, so it actually is working really good. We're trying to cut the catalytic converter off. Why? Because it's blacked up. It can't breathe. Your car has to breathe. Your truck needs to breathe, folks. So grab a hacksaw and start sawing away. Man, you get some good money for those
Catalytic Converters at the Recycled Pacific Recycling is the name of our selfless plug there. Pacific Recycling is the recycle place that takes, you know, the pop cans, beer cans, all kinds of cans, and washing machines and all that. Oh, yeah. So if you're thinking about it, how do you tell if your catalytic converter is plugged up? Ask it. How do you ask it? Get underneath the car and see if the floor on your car or truck is actually discolored. Yeah, from heat. The heat can't get out. The exhaust can't get out, and it burns the bottom of your floorboard. Ugh, you see the different heat. And if you can't see if the floorboard's quite a ways away and there's a metal shield there, just take a look at the metal shield that's on top of the catalytic converter, and you'll find out that it's warped. It's plugged up. Heat can't get out. Get her gone. You'll get better mileage. You'll get better torque. You'll get better fuel economy. You'll be actually not blowing a head gasket. You, not the car or truck, you. That's what it's all about. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We're trying to get this weed whacker fixed. Let's do it. We've got Ray here listening and emailed us here at Auto World at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please do if you want to email me anytime when your car and truck is broke, including your weed whacker. Ray, thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate that, listening to us in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And he says he's put a new spark plug in this weed whacker. He's bought it at Sears about 4 years ago. It's a Craftsman brand. And that's how to do it, everyone, too, is tell me as much as you can. Let's communicate. Let's do it. Sometimes a mechanic and a technician really does not need to be at the product, weed whacker, wave runner, whatever it might be, to fix it. We communicate on the telephone or right here, right now, at Auto World Radio, Internet, and TV, and then we can fix it. Ray, you did the spark plug, you did the air filter, but uh-oh, did we do the exhaust? Ray, you might have a spark arrestor in there that's completely carboned up. First question is, we don't know. I do not know if it's a two-stroke or a four-stroke. Yes, most weed whackers were two-stroke. That means you put oil in the gas, mix it, and pour it in the tank on the weed whacker, which means now, since you're burning oil and gas together, you really got, Ray, a spark arrestor in there that's all carboned up and gooed up, and the exhaust can't get out. So how can, if the exhaust can't get out, just like a car, it can't inhale, which it will have a hard time starting. Now, we got a problem, because, Ray, you might not have a cutter to cut that exhaust little muffler on that weed whacker open, do you? Okay, so then you need to buy another muffler. But take a flashlight, Ray, of as brightest one you can get. Do not, of course, it will not start. It's hard to start, like you stated. But turn it where you can see in the vents and the exhaust, the muffler, the little muffler. See if you can see in there and see if you can see that metal mesh screen all gooed up and plugged up. If you do, Ray, buy another muffler for that little weed whacker. Now, if that's good and clean, Ray, here's the last thing that's probably wrong that's making it hard to start. You stated it's 4 years old. More than likely, that little beady square carburetor that's on that weed whacker, it really doesn't have a float bowl, Ray. It's just got a little rubber flat covered by an inch flat rubber diaphragm. That goes up and down, up and down, up and down as you pull, and that's what sucks the fuel in out of the tank into the engine every time. So it sucks the piston going down to that little weed whacker has a lot of vacuum pull. It pulls in that fuel, causing that little rubber diaphragm to go that way, causing the gas to go that way. So that little rubber diaphragm, after 4 years, Ray, is more than likely worn out. Yes, can you do it yourself? Yes, you can. You can buy a carburetor kit. Get the make, the model, the make, and the serial off that weed whacker. Call your lawn care company parts person, and if you can't find that small gas engine parts store in your area there in Orangeburg, South Carolina, Ray, just call your automotive parts store. They might have a division in their parts store that actually has small gas engine parts. And if they don't, they can just ask them, hey, where's the small gas engine parts store? And they'll tell you, and you can get that done. Overall, though, Ray, that's basically what's going on. You don't have a carburetor pumping fuel into it, or you've got exhaust all plugged up. Now, be aware, Ray, that the cost might be cheaper just to go down and buy a new weed whacker than it costs to repair that one. And or this is the time, Ray, you decide, because we are in that time period. We have electric in our life now, not only in the Auto World car and truck business, but also in the weed whacker business. It's all electric, and the blowers are electric, and the lawnmowers, even the riding lawnmowers are electric. This might be an opportunity, Ray, to say, I think I'll get me an electric weed whacker and not mess with gas. I want to do a shout-out to Kevin. He's the general manager of WQXL AM 1480. We're Ray, you're listening. I do appreciate that. Thanks, Kevin, for taking our show, Auto World. It's an honor to tip my hat, and thank you for letting me be there in South Carolina for everybody. Little trivia. Oh, Ray, by the way, I need your address to send you some detail items to keep that weed whacker looking good. It's called Stay Clean. That's right. I also will throw in some, I got some goodies to keep your car. I know we're talking weed whacker, but I also have some goodies to keep your car or truck clean, too, inside, outside. And this Stay Clean, just spray that weed whacker, and that goo will no, that goo, that grass won't stick anymore on that weed whacker there, Ray. We'll get you fixed. Send me an email address. We'll get that goodies and that stuff sent over. Get it out of this Lincoln Continental that we got here. Oh, yeah. Little trivia. Back in 1992, race car driver Lynn St. James is named Indy Rookie of the Year, the first woman to be honored with that title. That was back in 1992. I welcome you over to my Facebook page. Lynn St. James and I are friends on Facebook. You'll become a friend of mine on Facebook, and you can maybe say hi to Lynn. Why not? She's a fun gal. She did go fast, too, didn't she? Oh, she did. Race cars. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to ask you this question again and give you a little time during the next break to email me or call me to answer this question. And, yes, I do have some gifts for you when you call or email me. The question is, what automotive part changed your life? One part on your car or truck changed your life forever. What part is it? 855-660-4261. Email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. By the way, that email's good all the time, folks. So whenever your weed whacker, weed blower, your lawnmower, your wave runner, your car, your truck, if you ever have a problem with the price and you need some consultant on, like Frank here, just the second hour, ask how long it took him to do that cabin filter, but he wanted to know for sure how really did he do good on price? Did he do it in the right amount of time? Did he beat flat rate? Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't. And you shouldn't, because, see, Frank, like you don't do it for a living. So you're not knowing which bolt, what screw, what to cut, what to pull, what to, you know, push, what to hit. Sometimes it takes a little longer. So I can help you consult with your automotive repair shop, get you the right price, because we're here to save you money. Take a little short break, grab some M&Ms, and we'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio right here on Genesis Communications Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A bipartisan infrastructure plan from 21 senators that's about a quarter of what President Joe Biden initially proposed is gaining support in the U.S. Senate, and the president has said he will have a response as soon as Monday.
One of the concerns that I do have about the bipartisan bill is how they are going to pay for their proposals, and they're not clear yet. I don't know that they even know yet, but some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure. Those are proposals that I would not support.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont on NBC's Meet the Press. A shooting near a Juneteenth celebration in the California Bay Area left one person dead and several others wounded. Oakland Police Lieutenant William Feeble said two suspects were seen running away from the scene.
It ultimately led to two suspects being taken into custody with firearms.
Six people in their mid-teens to late 20s were shot, including a 22-year-old man who was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
But I finally got the air conditioner set correctly. You know, sitting on the old 1975 Chevrolet bench seat here, the crew brought in. Oh, yeah, because it's time to talk trucks. You love your truck. Hope you do have a truck. Hope you might even buy a truck one day. Trucks have changed over the years, folks. We're going to go now down to the Auto World Radio Truck Road. Oh, yeah. We've talked a little bit about the very first Model T, where they based it, the truck upon a car chassis. Car-based pickups now. Ford Ranchero, of course, options list grew long on the Ford Ranchero, letting buyers like you and me choose anything from a fairly basic model to a featured Cowboy Cadillac type of model. the sporty Ford Rancho GT, and the Chevrolet El Camino SS models. Oh, yeah, those SS models were the 396 that could pull a wheelie. That's the truth. I had a friend that had one of those back in high school alongside my Dodge Coronet 440. He says, I think I can outdo you. Did he? I'll never let you know. No, it was tied, but he did pull a wheelie. I did not. Oh, yeah. The GMC Sprint appeared as a rebadged El Camino from 1971 to 1977 and had a name to change the back in 78. The Ranchero, of course, they raised the bar, Chevrolet did. The production of the Ranchero ended after the 1979 model year. The El Camino went all the way through 1987. Then came the trucks that had the crew cabs, like the Ford F-250. Crew cabs are what? Four-door pickup trucks. Who would have thunked? A four-door pickup truck? Oh, yeah, the first crew cab pickup, the Travelet, in 1957, a three-door design with a full back seat and room for six. The Travelet didn't sprout a fourth door until 1961. Dodge joined the party in 1961, although its easiest examples were converted by an outside contractor. He said he wanted more room for the people to climb in and out. So, in 1964, Ford did it. They brought one to you, a four-door, and of course, that, you know, the rest is history. Now the two-door extended cabs, 1973 Dodge Club Cab, they called them. Boy, I had a four-door Dodge Dually back in that day, but the 73 extended cabs, another family-friendly option was the extended door. The first was the Dodge Club Cab in 1973, which was a two-door with its cab stretched by 18 inches and a small back seat, of course. Ford followed suit with the Super Cab in 1974. The configuration is still offered by domestic manufacturers, although the rear extended cab doors became smaller, really small. And they started changing them. They could, by law, they had to have the, like the minivans, they had to have the side door to the passenger side. Caused a lot of grief for a lot of us. I had a Dodge Caravan that I bought. And, you know, the kids, you got to let everybody out. Well, it's a safety factor back in the day. Absolutely, getting out on the passenger side. But trucks have changed. Do you haul? Do you put things in your truck? Or is it just, can we call it a cowboy Cadillac type of truck? Well, if it is, it is. I know that they should be a Cadillac, I guess might be the name for those nice trucks, because they're $80,000+. Whew, it's a lot of money. Coming up here in a little bit, we're going to take you down to the Datsun B1000 truck. What? Yeah, that's worth some money. But right now, it's time to get to some more Barrett Jackson auction results. That's right. Barrett Jackson was at Las Vegas this last week. Here this weekend. Las Vegas. Hopefully you didn't lose all your wages there. Here's another one that just sold here at Las Vegas. Barrett Jackson Classic Car Auction. A 1962 Chevy Corvette. Sold for $165,000. Oh, talking about trucks. Well, I guess we could call this a truck. They're thinking about making it a truck already. The new Bronco. Yeah, they're already talking about maybe turning that Bronco platform into a truck. Well, a 1972 Ford Bronco with power running boards, by the way. When you open the door, somebody had attached power running boards to make it so you can get up into that Ford Bronco a little bit better. Had a 302 V8 in it, of course, leather interior. That leather interior was basically based off an Audi. Oh, yeah. Well, it sold. How much? You ready for this? I don't know about this. Oh, that's some money. $125,000 is what that sold for. My goodness. Here's some news on the Ford Bronco. The 1972 Ford Bronco, of course, is one of the original square box type bodies. Gateway Bronco has the license to build brand new old Broncos. Low volume, though. Low volume. They got the license from Ford. The first generation is what they're going to build. That's the old ones, but they're going to be brand new. So stay tuned for that. We're going to dial you into that. Maybe I can get you lined out. Maybe you might want to buy a brand new 1972 Ford Bronco that basically is a kit, but it's going to look like the 1972 Ford Bronco. That'd be fun. 1965 AC Cobra 289 Roadster sold for a mere $907,500. But Hertz is coming back. You know, the rent-a-car, they're coming back, of course, renting all of us cars when we fly in and fly out. Well, the Hertz Hendrick Motorsports Edition, the 2020 model, guess what it sold for? It's a Chevrolet Camaro, by the way, a ZL1. Winning bid, $250,000. The good news is that the whole entire sale price benefits the Jack and Jill Late Stage Cancer Foundation. That's $250,000. Let's give them a hand. Good job. Good job. That's what I salute you, Barrett Jackson. Craig Jackson's a good friend. Did real well. Congrats on the auction this last week. Especially all the charity cars that they sell is just great. The people that donate and give, and then they sell. And they sell for the charity. That's what it's all about. It is time to go to the email bag again. Here, email. What we do here, you're going to email me right now live at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or through the week whenever's good for you on your time when that car breaks or you need some help consulting with your automotive repair shop. Why? How come? I can talk to him direct. There's no cost. Email me and send me an email. I'll call you directly. I talked to quite a few of you here this last week, and that's what it's all about. Definitely, if you'd like me to talk to you live, I will. Definitely. And I can also live email you back and forth. We'll get your car fixed or get you the right price for the doing that job. And or if you're thinking about buying a car. And the question always comes to me, how much is my car worth? What can I sell it for? I can help you with that. One of the guides I use is CPI, Cars of Particular Interest. It works. Now, let's go to the email bag. I print out your emails throughout the whole entire week. The crew prints them out, puts them in the hubcap. Well, I had two of them in the hubcap. We already read those. So now let's go into the bag of emails. There's one. Oh, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and it looks like I picked one out of the email bag, and that is Russell. We're going to get to your email right after this short break from our great sponsors, local sponsors that you folks are listening to, and also our national sponsors. I'm Mark Evans right here in the Auto World Plaza from the Greasy Garage Studio. Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Satellite never had any seatbelt buzzers. Oh, that famous key. Oh, yeah. That famous key buzzer. Oh, I was asked back in the early 80s all the way up to the late 90s, actually, hey, Mark, can you bypass my seatbelt buzzer, my key buzzer? And I said, no. I want you to be reminded to wear it. And that the key's still in the buzzer. Some of you actually have the alarms going off if the lights are left on. Isn't that a great feature? They sure did not have that in that first Model T truck. Hey, I shouted out to each and every one of you about what automotive part changed your life. I'll ask you that question again, and you can email me or call me right here at Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. What part did change your life? Automotive part, that is. 855-660-4261. And before we go back to our email, I've got an email here. This gentleman is listening to us in California, in Moreno Valley, California. And I want to do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate there. It is KMET, KMET, 1490 AM, 1490 KMET. Good to have you along, you folks. Moreno Valley, Hemet, Paris, California. Good to have you folks there. And he says, I only get the first hour of your show, but I go to GCN Live. com to get the other 2 hours. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I do. And he answers, okay, I'll share your name. Can I do that? Yes. Okay. He says yes. He's still typing an email. I mean, I'm reading it. But he says that his automotive part changed his life. One automotive part that changed his life is the tire. And that's absolutely right. Now, you have four tires. So you have four parts. Well, let's just call it one tire. Okay, we can't. So that's what he says changed his life. And it is Russell. And Russell, appreciate that. And definitely you sharing that with us. We need tires on our car or truck. And we definitely have to have tires. We need air or nitrogen in our tires to get on our own racetrack. Thanks for listening there. In California, and appreciate you staying with me throughout all 3 hours. And that's how you do it, folks, too. Send me another email back and let me give me an address, Russell, and I can get you some goodies sent out there. I do have a couple old rotted tires, you know, with the steel belts showing. You want those? No, I won't send those to you.
That's just recycled tires for kids' playgrounds. Yeah, that's what they use them for. Rubber. If you ever get a chance, everyone, get over there to one of the kids' playgrounds and walk on that where the swings are. Oh, it's just great feeling rubber. It's recycled tires. It's awesome. That's how you do it here at AutoWorldRadio.com. Now let's get to the Russell that emailed me, same name actually, Russell that emailed me, sent me an email. We went into the email bag, kind of like this, pulled out an email, and that address again, folks, is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Hi, Auto World, awesome show, Mark. Well, thank you, appreciate that. I really do. Wanted to find out if you could tell me a good stereo to put in my Chevrolet Trailblazer. I'm tired of not being able to get the CD out, and half the lights on the display are burnt out. But the AM radio still works good, so I can still listen to you. Thanks for the advice. Listening in Norman, Oklahoma. Russell. Thank you, Russell. Another Russell. We got two Russells today. It's Russell Day. Norman, Oklahoma. Russell, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Got an affiliate in Russell. Russell, Norman, Oklahoma, shout-out to KNAH, KNAH, 99.7 FM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Oklahoma. Russell, thanks for bringing us into Norman. I've never been to Norman, and now I am. All of us are there. Appreciate that. Good stereo. You're absolutely right, Russell. The Chevy Trailblazers, they had a problem with the lights. I call them the dash lights in the radio. I had my little White Stallion pickup, little step side, same thing there. The lights were out and all. Here's what I want to recommend, and I'm not dogging anybody, I'm not doing a selfless plug here, but Russell, I have had great, great, great service, sound and service, out of the brand Pioneer. In fact, I have a Pioneer deck, Russell, in my first car. It's still working correctly. It's still, the lights are still on. It rocks. And it's an 8-track, Russell. That's how old I am. It's a Pioneer 8-track player with an AM-FM tuner. Still rocking. And I do have a Pioneer in my White Stallion stepside truck. Oh, yeah. I got to have a good deck because when those twin turbos turn on, Russell, on that little white stepside, I've got to be able to hear my rock and roll, my country, whatever kind of radio and talk radio I'm listening to. Crank it up. So I'd recommend Pioneer. A dual den, single den. I know I'm confusing you, but I'm going to teach everybody a little bit about that right now because Russell wants to know also. A single den stereo is a very narrow stereo, so it doesn't take up a lot of room in your dash. A double den is double that. It's a big square that they pull out and put in. And Russell, too, you didn't ask me, but I'll say this to you. You could do it yourself. The secret here is when you do buy that Pioneer deck, using the internet, of course, or your local stereo shop, just ask, tell them your make and model, and they'll say, oh, yeah, we have this brand, and we have this model, and you, what you want to ask is, do you want Bluetooth? And you do. Bluetooth is for hands-free for your cell phone. Because a lot of our states, I know Idaho now, is against the law to have a cell phone up to your ear while you're trying to talk. And your cell phone can be in the cab with you in your truck or your car and all. And if the deck is Bluetooth, it just, somebody calls you and the deck shuts down the talk radio. Darn it, you won't be able to hear me at the time, but the phone, you can answer it. And you can just talk while you're driving. Nothing up to your ear and it's safe. So you do want Bluetooth. And you probably do want a port where you can plug in your cell phone and maybe tune into my Auto World podcast while you're driving down the road. If you're commuting or, again, start it up, turn the air conditioning on, sit and listen to our podcast or listen to Auto World Live right there. So you do want an opportunity to be able to plug your cell phone into that deck. Can you do it yourself? You didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you, yes, you can. And when you get the right deck, then they're going to sell you a wiring harness. It's a plug and play in. And they're going to sell you a plastic kit so it can mount. You can just pull that. The hardest part of this is figuring out how to get the plastic trim off the original dash to get the old radio out. But it is just a pull. Just pull real gently. It pops right out of there. Take the screws out of the stock radio. Pull it right out of there. They left you enough wiring harness that you can pull it right out. And you're ready to do it. So plug, play the wiring harness in. Put the antenna adapter in. And you slide it back in. Use the same screws. Use the kit that they give you, the plastic screws, so it'll mounts into the same hole, and you're ready to rock and roll. You'll have a good sounding Pioneer deck. Russell, again, thank you from Norman, Oklahoma, KNAH, our great affiliate, 99.7 FM in Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Oklahoma. It's good to have you folks along. That's how you do it, folks, email-wise, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, coming up next week, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to dig into the great race. We're going to have a great fellow with us on and be interviewing him and talking to him live. So save up your questions for Jeff at 855-660-4261 is our number here. At Auto World throughout each and every week, all the time. Before the garage door goes down here and at Auto World, of course, we got the most expensive F-150 ever in the world. I want to share this with you real quick. The Huna truck. That's right. Hoonigan, the truck that Power Nation, they did state that it's going to cost $1.1 million to buy Ken Block's drifting machine. Oh, yeah. $1.1 million. And F-150 that was designed to drift. What's drifting? That means that your back tires are spinning at all times. The truck's going sideways, and he's going around. Take a look at Ken Block. Just Google Ken Block. He's an excellent driver. The way he drives and drifts is unbelievable. He's been on an aircraft carrier without going off of it into the ocean. He's got his truck up for sale. Got $1.1 million, you can buy it. The most expensive Ford F-150 ever to be. Oh, yes, next week we're going to get to that next generation Tundra truck. It's coming your way. Got a huge grill. That's next week right here on Auto World. Thanks, everybody, for help put the show on, of course. Stay tuned next week. We've got some goodies for you. Drive safe, everyone, and motor on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.